In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, you need some shit done? Oh, okay, cool. Because you just met your best fucking friend. Look, hit up Dirty Bros. What we do dirty work. You know what I mean? Stuff that you can't really talk about. But it's legal. You know what I mean? Maybe your friend needs a new set of tires you want to gift them.
Wink, wink.
Maybe someone ran out of toilet paper and their trees have a bunch of poop on them and it needs a wiping. Help them, please. Maybe it's so hot it would be nice to cook eggs on your friend's wall for them. Look, these are just all creative ways. Talking about little fun pranks. Anyway, Dirty Bros, hit us up. We're a multi-billion dollar company. We are facing a few different lawsuits, but because we are based in a little known country in the Cayman Islands, we're able to continue business as usual. Thank you so much for having me. I'm Sophie Alexandra.
My God, welcome. Can I ask you what the slogan of your business is?
I set it up. Well, it's kind of like this.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, bro, you need some help?
I fucking love it.
There it is.
Hello.
And I'm sorry. And we also use bro like very broadly. You know, we're not trying to be gender normative when we say Dirty Bros either. We know that's not something we stand for as a company. We're very inclusive. So we use that in a very colloquial sense. We don't mean to put anybody off. I just want to say that as an honor. Thank you so much for having me. Okay, go on.
Okay, welcome to the show. What an honor. Hello. You ever feel like you need some dirty shit done and you don't trust any bros, but you do trust your hoes?
Oh.
Welcome to Dirty Hoes.
Ow.
If you need some shit handled properly.
Okay. Oh.
You call Dirty Hoes. Good luck to you out there if you just a dirty bro.
Wow. Okay. So you basically do the same thing, but you do it better.
Yes.
And more consistently. Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you so much for having us, to the listener, to the viewer on the Twitch stream. This show is called 420 Day Fiancé.
A podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. No need for the iterations today, though, because we're on the original 90 Day Fiancé.
90 Day. Oh, gee.
So Joe Miles, tell him.
What? I'm sorry, you said Soulja Mize, tell him.
Yo! Exactly.
Okay. Let me tell you, this is season 9. Sorry, I'm smoking a big joint. You know what I'm smoking today? A baby Jeter.
Oh, man. I smoked a bunch with my girls this weekend.
Oh, my God. This one is strawberry shortcake. Let me tell you.
Delicioso. That's what we had, too.
You did?
I think so.
Oh, my God. That's a synchronicity and fucking 420K bang.
Boom.
All right. All right. Let's get into it. Season 9, episode 7 is called It Me, or no, I think it's Me. I think I just wrote It Me to be funny. It Me or the Bikini. Okay. No food pun here.
It's a classic age old conundrum.
Mm-hmm. Bikini, you know, with clams.
I think they made a movie about it, Joe versus the Bikini.
Joe versus the Bikini. What? Joe versus the Volcano?
That's what I was joking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm stupid.
But I like how sincere you were about it.
Yeah, I'm just leave me alone.
I'm like, yes, Miles.
Yeah,
that right. Was the implication.
Hi, have you heard of a reference? Huh? What are you talking about? Volcano, Joe? I'm sorry. Yes. Let me just see myself out. You were saying?
No, Eve and Muhammad. Let's do this.
Let's just hop right in. Eve and Muhammad, they're going out. Not so fast.
What is that coat? I can see all your underwear. Everything. That's the decision you make. For everyone to see your tea back. I don't think so.
And she's
okay. We are going to dinner, but it looks like your butt has already eaten that thong. Are you sure that the prophet would approve of this meal?
That is absolutely great. I bet 9 out of 10 ass dentists agree that with regular flossing, you'll keep your asshole clean. Yes, that is what I'm seeing, right? That's what it is. Great. This is SponCon. Great. Wow. Is there a check? No? For exposure? Wow. You're not even doing this right.
He's already... I mean, you could see the underwear through that. I don't give a shit. I mean, that's up to her. But I was like, oh, shit, yeah. I feel like so much clothing is thin. I feel like you could always see everybody's underwear all the time.
I feel like, yeah, if we're trying to draw a line about, like, when you can't see people's underwear or, like, the outline of their underwear, I feel like we'll be here all day.
It's chef's choice. You know what
I mean? It's also just confusing. Like, why is that something I'm supposed to hide that I am wearing?
Yeah.
Like, that whole thing about, like, oh, I can see your panty lines. I'm like, yeah. Because I am wearing panties. That is what those lines signify.
Because I'm in a fashion jail designed by a misogyny. And this is, sometimes this is the uniform. These fucking people. So he's like aghast. He cannot believe the amount of underwear he's seeing. He's like, you need a longer jacket. And she's already dreading this shit.
Yeah, you know especially what I mean? Since, like, if you want to be helpful and you think she doesn't know, you just tell her, hey, babe, I didn't know if you knew, but you could see your thong. And if she's like, oh, yeah, I knew, then you shut the fuck up and you go to dinner with her big-tittied friends.
Yeah.
Like God intended.
Thank you so much for realizing this is God's will. They go to dinner with her homegirls. And again, she's dreading it. She doesn't want them to see Muhammad for who he is. And she doesn't want to have to keep making excuses, not just to herself anymore, but to them. And she goes, they get to dinner, they pull up, and he's like, they try immediately to do psychological warfare and have boobies out to try to throw me off. Not going to happen. Mm-mm. No way. They offer her wine. She's like, no wine for me tonight. And her homegirl's like, oh my God, what the fuck? She's not going to have wine. What the fuck is going on with Eve? Eve? You're not going to have a little wine? No, not tonight. I don't know.
Basically, Muhammad says, my first impression of them is weird. They show boobs on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
No, they just have them. Like, I don't. Sorry about it. Like,
no, I'm the center of the universe. And like, when this is out for me.
Someone showing off their titties has nothing to do with you. It's because they want to show off their titties because their titties be jumping.
But that's like a version of being like a caveman. You know what I mean? It's like QAnon, but with titties.
Yes.
Where it's your confirmation. But like, this dude really is like, they dress like that to fuck with me. And
who knows,
believes that shit.
What
you're like,
terror
wow.
Would be unleashed on the world if the woman's breasts are not contained?
I'm saying the storm is coming and you will be in Guantanamo with Hillary Clinton if you're not careful.
So they get there. they start pressing him like immediately. Kind of, she's like, "So what's going on? Like, so what was it like before Eve? Like, have you kissed a girl? Like, what was your social history? Like, what have you done? Like, what haven't you done? Are you
wait,
romantic?"
Wait, before we even get to that, though, we find out that he was engaged before her, but got dumped because he says he had no money, mm-hmm. and that was the deal breaker,
right?
And then this is when it gets insulting because they're like, "So if you've never done sex stuff before, how did you know what to do?"
Mm-hmm.
And then they get deep. "Do you watch porn? How many inches do you go into her beehole?" Like, they were detailed.
"What is your fuck style? Where did you learn it? What's your favorite porn search terms? Let us know. Favorite performers."
Like a BMW, that shit was overly detailed.
Yeah. Wow. Mom. Hey, wow. Comeback.
That's I know. Sometimes the algorithm is unpredictable.
Yeah, at the end of the day, the algorithm likes it says it's a Merc for me. So Mercedes fan. I guess that's why it was down with the BMW slander. Both profited from the Third Reich. But the dinner is fantastic because Eve then she's like sees that they're kind of pressing him and he looks start a little bit uncomfortable. And it's starting to get a little bit tense, especially when he asks about, "Do you watch porn?" He's like, "No." He's like, "No one would ever ask someone this in Egypt. You watch the porn, you fucker."
It is inappropriate to ask anyone in America also the first time you meet them.
Yeah, that's a wild swing. If someone asked me that, I would be like, "What the fuck was that? How do you know how to
fuck?" I'm like, "So you decided to bypass what kind of TV I like?"
Right.
And, you know, any other questions, sandwiches? Right. I mean, literally anything. You could have said anything.
Right. So when I think this is also like an interesting moment too for Eve. She doesn't really want to have to confront him. So because she's like with a bunch of her homegirls, she's like, "Okay, you know what? I'm going to use like power numbers here and I'm just going to get this shit out. That way, like, he can just fucking hear what I have to say." He's like, "Oh, also, like, he wanted me to cover my butt and stuff before we got here. So there was that." And he's like, "But that is to protect the woman from the man who will turn into a Marvel supervillain of sexual energy."
Have you heard of a werewolf? It is a man with penis.
Yes. Do you understand that this is not about the man exercise control over his own body? This is about you doing this on purpose. And this is, a boobspiracy theory that I will not be fooled into.
Okay, boobspiracy theory is merch, obviously.
I will not be tricked. You cannot do it.
He literally utters the sentence, "Why don't women want to be controlled here? I don't understand."
Yo, that's a transparency bonus.
That's
you
what
know what I
was going to say. Transparency, I don't understand equal rights bonus.
I don't. So, yeah. Hello, mom. Yeah. So they don't want to be controlled here. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Listen to this, mom. "You know how always I'm saying that bitches are crazy? Listen to this. Here, the bitches, they do not want the controlling."
No, they don't. They don't.
And no controlling mom. And no bidets? Mm-mm. What is this?
These hoes ain't loyal, mom. You know? Their butts are spoiled, mom.
The whole dinner just continues like this. They're all just put off by him. It kind of gets to a point where he's just like looking around. He gets that he's lost the room and he's like, why are you
judging me? You know?
Eve, you said you were going to change for me.
She's like, "No, I didn't."
Did not say that.
He's like, "Yes, you did. This is Bikini Gate and I don't want to marry Bikini Woman no more.
I don't know why he's Italian now. Sorry.
I like it. I like that. You're Italian.
The last thing, though, when he said, "I can see it in your eyes, everything, that you're judging me." And like her one homegirl was like, "Yeah, we can see it in your eyes, too, homie." It was like this like weird moment. I was just like, Yo, this is all bad. Like, this is such a bad look for everybody. I'm like,
look,
just
it's better than Noodlegate. I'll give it that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Fucking Noodlegate. Fuck that show. Oh, also, sorry.
We will never watch Maps again.
Sorry. We could not finish that for the people who were like, what happened? There were other episodes. We can't watch that. That shit is so bad. Anyway, fuck Noodlegate. But Bikini Gate is really coming to a head here. So when they're driving home, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, what's the deal with the bikini? You know, she's like, kind of like, I don't know. What do you want me to do here? She's like, first of all, what did you think of what they said? He's like, oh, did you think it was nice what they said? That was a nice thing? No. It took everything in me to not explode and show you a dark side in me that is could only be described as outrageous and abnormal.
I held all of this in for you.
For you.
It is love, yes.
Oh,
when
my
you
God.
Hold in your age so you don't hit the woman, that is love, yes.
Exactly. That is my gift to you from Zales. A diamond lasts forever. De Beers or whatever that is.
If it is chocolate, I will put it in the trash.
She's given up pork.
Yeah.
And wearing immodest clothes and drinking alcohol except for on special occasions.
So when they're driving back, right? He's like, brings up the thing about the bikini. He's like, that was a private moment when I told you about the clothes. You know, like, I don't know why, you know, I'm not saying that's reasonable, but that's his thing. It's like, what the fuck was that? She's like, well, Tatiana already knows about the fight that we had. He's like, oh, so like now you tell your friends the things that happened in your life? That's what we're doing now? Oh, you're going to tell your friends? Oh, okay.
It's such a red flag when your partner doesn't want you to talk about the relationship to anyone.
You can't be getting feedback that will get you to see and understand how bad what your situation is. Are you for real?
At one point, I had to gently tell Max, I'm like, you should have more friends. I'm like, I should not be the person that is the only person giving you advice and whatever. I'm like, we should diversify. I think it's weird if you're
diversify
like trying to
isolate your
partner. That's crazy.
Yeah. Diversify your bonds, as the Jizza said in that one sketch.
Exactly. And that, also, that's just like less work for you. Like, be smart.
Yeah. So that's what he's trying to do. That's his sort of take with all this. And she, again, he's like sort of talking like, yo, you promised to never like change your whole lifestyle or blah, blah, blah. And she's like, yo, I never said I would stop wearing bikinis. That's bullshit. Like, straight up. And
he's like, okay, you drink your wine, you wear a bikini, then, you know, don't get married. Are you really gonna choose a bikini over me? Really?
Yeah, she might have to. I think so. I hope so.
I was like way too high when I was watching that, and I was trying to like make a decision in her place, and I'm like, would I choose the bikini though? And I'm like, I think I would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're telling me I have to be like wearing like a full ass bathing suit just forever?
Right.
My tan's gonna be terrible. I don't want that.
Yeah, it's a bad tan. He doesn't
want that.
They were both too creative horny.
With like the bathing suit designs, but like right now, but like I don't want like a granny panty tan because like all the bathing suits are high waisted now or the like tied around shit or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, this is gonna be so fucking whack when I take it off.
Right. You don't want to have like a half belly button tan looking like a sunset and shit.
Yeah.
Because the waistband cuts it right in half. Yeah. You don't want that.
I just want us to go back to regular ass cuts of clothes. Could we do that?
Regular ass cuts where your pubic hair was poking out the top.
Thank you.
You know what I mean? Because it was so low, huh?
I want to go back to my roots, my pube roots.
Thank you. All the way down to the roots. Yeah, good luck to them, but also please get away from each other. Like, they're just they were dickmatized. You know, they don't know what the fuck is going on. Make the worst decisions for it. Like, if that's his life, that ain't it. She's not the one for you at all. And she should know better. If that's his truth, that's not yours, though. Not when you got that wild group of mayonnaise drinking.
I also don't want that energy around Theron. Like, are you serious?
Yeah.
This dude sucks. Like, fuck him.
Yeah. All right.
He's next. At least like 10 relationships away before like he is even a little bit of an adult. And girl, you don't have time for that.
Right. Let's go to the next couple. Cara and Guillermo.
Wow. This is sad. Wow.
Wowie. Where do we? How do we? When do we? Why do we? What
okay,
do
so,
we?
Okay, so Guillermo.
Mm.
Come over here.
Yeah.
We have to install this balloon arch.
Yeah. Okay.
And it has to be precise.
Okay.
Because
perfect.
I'm not out here at mm-hmm. my high school reunion installing the balloon arch for people just to be like, oh my God, look what that is. It's Kara installing a whack ass balloon arch. Not on my fucking watch. I was homecoming queen.
Okay. What if you did like a design where
you
it's
shut
not
the
just
fuck up
huh?
and you blow up the balloons?
Okay.
Also, you've been blowing them up too big.
Okay, so you
still
want them
too big. Let them out.
Now it's
more.
Empty, basically. I can't have
more.
There's no air in it. Okay.
Let it out more.
Okay, I squeezed it out. Now it's just, I'm crumbling in my hand.
Do you want to be a citizen of this country or don't you?
I do want to be a citizen, but that's not why I'm here. I love you.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Are you a balloon installation arch specialist? I don't fucking think so.
No, I never said I was. I just want a laptop. And you said if I came and I did some job. Apúrate. Like, what the fuck? Why? So... She
did you
really...
notice how with her without her makeup, like she's very gorgeous with
yeah.
makeup, and then her without her makeup, you just see giant shark eyes.
Wow. Okay.
Did
Sharky.
You not feel like that was so spooky?
She's just generally spooky, and maybe that's what it was.
I was extra spooked.
It was like Juong, that Japanese movie. But yeah, the balloon gig. She was getting that gig. She wasn't letting her helpful fiance have a. Dude, she was so fuck. Okay, so she's so stressed, right? She's doing the balloons for her 10-year high school reunion. Everything is riding on this for whatever reason. Like, that freaks me out when people, like, give a shit about, like, seeing people from high school like that.
Oh, I turned down every single high school reunion invitation because I'm like, if I wanted to keep in touch with you, I am in touch with you.
Yeah.
It's not that hard. We have the internet. Why are we doing this? 100%.
Yeah. 100%. That is
you
like,
will not catch me at a high school reunion. Sorry, bitch.
Oh, you'll catch me at my 10-year high school reunion. I like kissed one of my old classmates. Like, I remember I was single and I was like, oh
my
shit, that's
God.
A homegirl. And she was single too. And I was like, yo, you look good. Like, what's going on? And then we were just kissing. Everybody was like, oh my God, they were kissing at the bar.
Oh my God, and it you felt like, dirty little bitch.
I felt like I was in a high school at a party again. And they're like, no, they're making out for. Are you serious?
I did not go to parties in high school.
Yeah.
I was not invited.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah, different. Gosh, you know, we were from
we
two
get
different
it.
Worlds.
You were cool, Miles. Great.
Yeah, you know, like sick being like a token. Like with wild code switching skills, like you can go, like you can fucking see shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? But yeah, that was up. My high school reunion was fucking what people. Yo, it was so funny. I had one classmate. She was like, she embarrassed herself in front of her husband. Like her husband had no idea. Like, you know, I don't know. Like she had a lot of. She did like that thing where you stressed and then you drink too much at a function and then
oh,
you end
no.
up doing the worst thing. Like. Just being like extra, extra, like not even sick, but just like you, it kind of took you to, it took the whole other energy, did one of those. And like the husband was like trying to be like, we got to go to the rental car. Like, please listen to me. Just take a break.
Oh my
like, oh,
God.
No. Anyway, so
this
shout
hurts my
out
heart.
To
this
them.
Is why I'm like, we don't need to do this.
Mm-hmm. No.
Like,
no,
spare yourself. Also, they were like trying to make me pay to go to it. I was like, this is hilarious. I went to this private high school on a fucking scholarship. And now you're like, if you want to see any of these people you did not like the first time around again, mm-hmm. do you want to send us $120? And I'm like,
what?
I would not to even see people that I like.
Yeah.
Like, this is insane.
So shout out to people who, I mean, again, don't, if it got you like, if it gets you like that, don't go. You don't need that energy. Those people don't matter. But whatever, she was a cheerleader, and you know, like I was with
like
Chris.
I want everyone to have their like Romy and Michelle high school reunion moment where they're like just like crushing it and they're back and whatever.
Right.
But at the same time, if you're really over it, you don't need to go back.
Woo. My God.
That's just the truth.
She did. That's why she's taking it out on this dude. Just so dismissive and so disrespectful and so aggro with him. And you know, the whole thing, his only thing is like, I don't know, man. I guess I'm going to meet her ex-boyfriend from high school who's like, I guess, a storied boyfriend.
Okay, this was my, by far, hands down, my favorite part of the episode.
So
maybe the whole season so far, meeting the ex-boyfriend.
This is actually one of those rare moments where you go, thank you, show, for giving me this new character named Chris. So
I call this moment A Star Is Born.
100%. I just want to set up their family reunion. There's like a wild line of dialogue that the camera catches as they go into like this scene of the reunion where like she's saying like, and he was like, remember when your mom like punched you out? And I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. That was just a throwaway line. I was like, what the fuck was that?
I believe they didn't come back to that.
I was like, wait, hold on. What? Who's what? What are you talking about? Whose mom punched somebody out?
Like, you know I need to know everything about this, don't you?
Please let me know. Please fucking let me know. So that's the first line we hear to set up this like whole reunion.
I rewound it to make sure I saw it right.
Dude, her boyfriend Chris with a K pulls up in the yellow camo tack vest, some icy chains. And
we're not going to mention the ponytail,
the fucking pound. He looks like that's a pound bone. He looks like a lacrosse playing,
and also minus 20K.
Okay, that's true. He looks like a version of like a if like Post Malone went to Duke.
That's an accuracy bone. That's plus 100 million. Oh my
That's
God.
That's what I feel like his energy is. Where he's like, he seems like he's, for, like, you look at him and I go, okay, sure. And then you're like, is this you all the time? What's your deal here? You're a rapper. That's cool, I guess.
Okay, I have so many things that I need to say about this man.
Please do. But first, Start off with that I want you to say you love him, right?
I think that I love him more than I love that white woman with the dreadlocks that was on a previous season that we were like, this is the most fire side character.
Oh, like, what's the her doula. Story? Was it the doula?
The fucking doula.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like he's finally outshone the doula.
Right.
And I mean... It was so delightful to essentially watch this guy roll in, take in his whole vibe, mm-hmm. and then listen to him talk essentially to Guillermo about how since his girlfriend Kara broke his heart in 12th grade, he's essentially never trusted a woman again. I'm so sorry that I'm laughing.
That was amazing.
He's coming and being like, what's up? I'm a hard ass rapper. I don't think Guillermo has, you know, he's not enough man for her. Also, Guillermo, I don't know if you know this, but mm-hmm. she cheated on me.
What?
It was 2008. It was a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
It was April 14th.
Uh-huh.
And I need you to know that what she had done was this. Actually, I brought the diary entry I wrote about this very day that I would like to read to you. May I? Thank you.
Okay.
Kara was kissing another dude, and I found out from reading your text messages that I never kissed him again in the end.
Hold on. Are you crying because that's the way it's written in the journal, or that's just like, or that's just a choice you're making in the reenactment, or that brought out real tears? I'm just trying
it's
to understand.
Both, bruh.
Okay.
It's both.
Okay, sorry. Well, that's fucked up. I didn't know that. But you're over it?
Uh-huh.
Oh.
I'm so non-committal.
Okay. So, yes, Chris, though, he really is. When he was like, bro, she's so fucking controlling, right, bro? Oh, my gosh, she's doing that? Tell her no, bro. No,
did you see how red Guillermo's neck got? Because he was like, she is controlling.
Oh, my God. When he was just like, bro, you got to say no. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because she is like, you know, she's like Drake, man. Controller. You know what I mean, bro? You feel me, bro? Man, Chris, though. Then he was like, yo, you know, you could sing, though. We got to get you on a track. For real.
That also was amazing. How did I forget about that? Oh, my God.
What the fuck?
You know she's got that voice, though, bruh. You know about her voice, right? She could spit on a track right now. Me and my boy Rat. It's actually a rat. It is not a person. My roommate.
No, dude. No. Jeff Radikowski from high school. Yeah, Rat. Yeah, that's Rat. Yeah. So, you know, his stepmom died. So he got the house. And now that's just like a studio. So.
Which is dope, but like R.I.P.
And, you know, so like I want to just like, you know, we got this new track coming out. Like, I could never trust a. My cell phone just got. Sorry, I was looping. This is like my new track. I could never trust a lady because I thought you were my baby. You were Kara. I was Chris. Our first name started with a K and a kiss. Then we went to the prom together. And I remember they couldn't say you couldn't win in two consecutive years. And then I had some beers. And then I punched through drywall. Then I said, I'm all cried out. Never
when
trust
a woman. When we put our names together, all you need's another K. Oh, I was there on January 6th.
Look for my vest. It was the yellow one. It was with the Proud Boys. All right. Check out my new hit single, Proud Boy.
I am fucking hard, but I never got over the homecoming queen.
Oh, shit.
This is my new single where I'm trying to go country because maybe they like that incel energy there.
So suffice to say that reunion does not go well at all. Guillermo is just fucking, you know. He's kind of like, what? So you're a cheater? Is that what this broken man with the ASOS outfit is telling me right now? Is that what I'm supposed to believe? Is that the wisdom he's trying to impart? He's like, don't trust him, bruh. Nah, bruh. Also, dude, if you shop at ASOS, bruh, fucking wait, bro. There's sales, dude. You fucking never pay full price, bro. Also, put in your email. Put a bunch of different emails in, bro. You stack up those fucking coupons, bro. Get fucking 15% off, bro. This fucking sick ass vest, bruh.
Like, let's also be honest about the fact that okay. This bitch, you're trying to tell her that she should care about this ex, and you don't realize for her that was a long time ago. For you was last year.
Right.
She's like, yeah, he's just my high school boyfriend. He's like, I know, that was last year for me. I just graduated.
Fuck, you're so insensitive, man.
Live by the young peen and die by the young peen. Fucking Tara.
So
good luck.
So bro, ASOS Chris out here. He's not ASAP Rocky. He's ASOS Chris. Shout out ASOS Chris, you know, out here with the impeccable earth killing drip. You feel me? Fuck with
what's
that fast fashion.
I'm Chris. I'll put the SOS and ASOS.
Please.
Because literally this girl is so controlling. Save me, bro.
Save me, bro.
Save me.
Also, there's like chemicals in the dye for this like shirt, and it's like near one of my like it's my carotid artery. I think I'm absorbing some weird shit like subdermally. Anyway. So shout out. I mean, I think he has a, I think you've put in ASOS Chris at ASOS. You can get 3% off. But it's they true, go back true. To the scene of the crime, I think, as she put it, the next day to pop some balloons, bring the installation down. He is.
She's crazy. He's like, I want these balloons to give away to the kids. Stab, 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 stab.
Okay. What? Okay.
Like, where are we going to see kids, Guillermo? You're saying crazy stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know, bitch. Go outside. Like.
What?
I hate that kind of attitude that you, like, wouldn't even try. Fuck off.
She doesn't know the value. You know what I mean?
So look, I'm on my balloon fucking grind.
Mm-hmm.
You better appreciate it, okay?
Are you fucking
hashtag
serious?
Balloon boss.
I'm on my fucking BG, my fucking Belizzy Grizzy, right, Nizzy? Crizzy, hop on the track and tell a tale of heartache. Cause I made out with a guy from my massage school. Whatever the fuck it was. I didn't even remember. So when they're popping the balloons, he's still mad. And she's like, what's going on? Why do you feel some type of way? Okay, please let me know. He says, oh, well, I didn't know that you cheated on him. I didn't know that was your thing.
Like, I literally forgot about it until just now when I saw this ruined rapper of a man in front of me. And then I was like, oh my God, did I do something to fuck his life up? And then honestly, I didn't remember.
Yeah.
Until he took out his diary and read me his entry from the night that I broke his heart. I like had no idea. What I remembered though, like I had a really good sandwich that day.
The day you cheated on him?
Yeah, like I don't remember anything else that happened, but I remember how good this fucking sandwich was.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's cool.
It was like a grilled cheese and
but
like,
you cheated on
perfect.
Him and you could tell. He said he has 14 different SoundCloud accounts that he started because he has so much pain from that. And you just let him say that. I can't believe you let that go unanswered. And he says he is spending $700 a week on ASOS outfits because he said something about his drip. It has to be like a busted faucet or something. Never ending, infinite. I don't know. And then he said something about... He had some weird bars about Madison Cawthorn and him hanging out. It was just very odd. I don't know who that is.
Super confusing. I didn't really even know what he was trying to, where he was trying to go with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, just that. I guess that's who he's collabing with. Whatever. But yeah, he's like, I guess he's saying he doesn't want to. Oh, then he's like, hey, so how many times you cheated before? She's like, oh, I don't know, like
twice. Is that a marriable number?
Okay, is that, what do you think? For real? That's real or no?
Probably not. If she couldn't remember the first one, it's not real. And again, I'm not someone that thinks, like, you threw out the whole person with the cheating.
No.
People but grow. I've also been cheated on multiple times by the same person.
Mm-hmm.
So you take my advice with a grain of fucking salt.
I mean, the difference is, you know, he is trying to... I guess see the whole thing. You know, he's trying to be like, I don't want to change her if that's who she is. And I don't want to be like, you have to not be a cheater. But I also want to know if that's her vibe. She's either, there's part of me that seems like, is it like a lizard brain type thing where she really is like, I don't think it's cheating. Because in my mind, I'm over this fool. So it's done. So it's not like I'm cheating because like I don't care about them anymore. I just didn't update them because I left my guy back home. I don't love him.
Love
no
him
more.
No more.
And
he'll never fucking know that.
These shark eyes that I'm
staring at.
Let me see your shark eyes. Got a tattoo on your thigh. And it says live, laugh, love. Okay.
And it's all three different all fonts.
Anything else about them?
Yeah. Okay. So, basically, I have to say, the fact that she's controlling fundamentally means that she is, in a certain way, selfish. So, it makes sense to me that if she cheated on someone she might not remember it. And not even like because it was in high school or whatever, which I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like just in general, I don't think her attitude is that of like considering that. I think she's like, I know what I want and I'm going to go get it. And like whatever the consequences are, fuck it.
Yeah. Robo. On the robo.
That's it.
That's it. All right. Let's take a quick break, actually. And we'll come back to meet another three-word descriptor person in Jabri's life after this. 20-day fiancé.
America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to the head. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Log in and watch the live streams of the podcast recording. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Engage. Engage. Okay? Miona and Jabri. It's time to meet Jabri's heart. His grandma, Shane.
Who's a radical lesbian feminist. With mm-hmm. some pastel streaks in her hair. Go off. What's her name again?
Shane. Yep. Shout out Grandma Shane, the radical lesbian feminist, to go along with his strong biracial therapist mother. He's
I forgot.
He's very lyrical. That's why I was like, dork. Strong biracial therapist, radical lesbian feminist, grandma. But she's really sweet and
she's adorable.
They pull up in their matching pink flannel. There's love, it's very huggy. You could tell she's giving those hugs only a grandparent can give.
You know, but like, Miona's looking more insane than ever.
Oh man. Well,
that hairpiece.
I would speak
on it, but I think I choked on a hairball that is from that hair. Also, she was coloring herself, I think, several shades darker than the last episode. I guess this is just how it's gonna be from now on. We call it M. Night Shyamalan's The Darkening. Just really wild. Like, even in the last one, she wasn't that far. It was wild.
She's, again, like we said, the last episode, Mahala, you could have had her by the neck piece. But instead, you let her get away with that hair piece. So, please, peace be with you and also with you. She gets to work in that stable and is lacking in there, just being like,
wanted to be a good daughter-in-law, but I have nice shoes on.
Okay.
Damn, that was really good.
Yeah, that you was never actually know what's really gonna happen good. Out here. No. But. You never know what you're gonna get. I mean, that's what it is. That's what you
surprise,
get.
Bone every
love
time.
A surprise. Love a surprise. Love a surprise. Then Shane, you know, asks, how are things with Mahala? What's going on there? And she talks about outfit gate.
She's strict.
Mm-hmm. Shane is like, well, you know, this is a pretty conservative town. You know, she might be protecting you. Also, Mahala's more conservative than me, if you know what I mean. So, I don't know. Take her with a grain of salt, as Grandma Shane was saying. But the other thing is Shane feels that whatever Mahala's ideas are, Shane is like, she needs to figure out how to make that shit work. Otherwise, how the fuck is she going to stay in the U.S.? Because it doesn't seem like our boy Jabri is going to be, you know, taking the stage at VMAs anytime soon.
Bite your tongue, man. Black Serbs are on the up and up.
Yeah, yeah. The Black Serbs is when David and fucking Miona get together.
Meow.
That's Black Serbs. David is like, yo, we got to get in the stew. Film? Like, we got this 8-1 producer. This, like, this shit. What?
I really love a staged phone call of an opportunity in a reality show where they're like, hello? Yo. There's a producer out in Chicago. And the only way he's major, but the only way that this can work is if you go to Chicago. Are you in? This is literally going to make or break your life. Did I do that right, producer?
Hell yeah. 100%. That was great. David. I prefer David. But I can do another one more. I feel like
David gives me
forceful.
More swag, just FYI.
Yeah. wait, what was it? Yeah, I'm just thinking he was going to say, you don't know who I have on the phone, Jabri. Frankie Sharp from Sharp Records. He's going to make us number one, but we got to get to Chicago in a limousine yesterday. Cue montage. So yeah, he goes on to basically say this is you know, new opportunity that they have. I don't know who this major producer is, but Jabri's like, I got to get...
Major entertainer? Do you know who that is?
Got to get... Huh?
Do you know who major entertainer is? It's like this weird comedian that does music stuff. You should check him out. He's real funny.
Oh, no. Okay. And? Good?
Sorry. I just wanted to say that as a side note, because that's what that made me think of, you saying major entertainer.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I'm high.
Major entertainer. But yeah, I don't even know what the fuck I was going to say. I'm so high. Doesn't matter. All right, let's move on. No, what I think I was going to say, let me just make sure, go back in my mind. Yeah, really not much else, except for this is now played into like Miona's hands, because her whole thing is like she wants this beach wedding. When she was at Grandma's ranch and he was like, could you see us getting married there? She's like, fuck no.
No, I don't think so. I didn't hear from Serbia or to get married and poop.
Oh my God. Okay.
When are you moving to Los Angeles?
Wow. I don't know.
Because we're going to have to move to Los Angeles and have a beach wedding in 90 days.
You have a beach wedding in 90 days?
Yes.
How do we
pay? You said you want Chicago. If you want Chicago, I get beach wedding.
Okay. He's like, oh, what's a boy to do? She wants it all, but we got nothing. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
That's it.
Yo, you know what's so funny? The scenes from the next episode were clearly some weird fucking scuffle breaks out in the recording studio.
I know. Did you see that? That fight looked so weird.
First of all, so I feel like very staged, but like their one homie was wearing like a space helmet.
I saw that too.
Like that guy's in a helmet. It's like, sorry, I don't.
That is so fucking funny. I saw that too. I was like, what is going to be the explanation?
I gotta post it.
Are they shooting a video during this? What's happening?
I don't. Yeah, you're not in the studio and being like, yeah, man, you got to record with your fucking helmet on. What? No.
I mean, that's a choice.
But I don't know. He in my mind, he was like, guys, the band. Think of our dreams. We got to play with Mr. Frankie Sharp. Come on now.
Oh my God.
Anything else? Anything else? Okay.
Let's move on to the breast contestant.
my
in this
God.
Whole show.
So, Emily and Kobe, baby chaos. The kid is running around. Kobe's trying to change him. She's getting irritated with every little thing that he does.
I was really irritated with her. I'm like, yeah, you keep saying you had 17 months with the baby. We fucking heard you.
Right.
If you want his dad to be in his life, let him try. Maybe, right. Here's a crazy thing. Maybe he learned the shit that you're telling him right now while trying it. Or maybe he'll be able to do it his own way and have it still work out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was, I'm like, you are real controlling, and I get it because he wasn't here, but
yeah, and that
he's here
like,
now.
You understand the psychological pendulum that's swinging back and forth when they go to drive around Salina. She's like, let's take a fucking tour now. I'm gonna drive. She's like, he's like, I could drive. She's like, this is my car, and it's my dad's money. My dad pays for my insurance, and this is my dad's property, so we are living on my dad's property also. So I'm gonna be the person who decides. He's like, fine, but I'm not happy about it. She's like, good. I don't give a fuck. Put your seatbelt on, child. Now let's go. Look over there. That is our one coffee shop. Breathe it in deep, okay? What else? Ahem, that's the jewelry store, so you can end the foolery, roar.
Wink, wink.
Wink, wink. I think not. Yeah, and that's basically what the town was, I feel like.
Also, I like him saying, China Emily's dope and American Emily sucks.
Essentially. Oh my God. Well,
vacation you rules. Regular you sucks.
Oh yeah, welcome to the show. That's how it always is.
So but, fucking funny.
But that's why, welcome, that's why you're here, because you have no powers of foresight, and that makes for great TV. But then when they, like, they get home, they are, I don't know.
She's like, annoying on the drive. She's like, hold my hand now, please.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can't just be all shitty and then be like, hold my hand now. It's like, no one wants to do that.
It's so hard. It's so hard. It's so hard for the baby to sleep when
you're there. Is this really America? Because this is shitty while they're driving.
He's like, this is not what I expect. She's like, fuck you, Kobe. Fuck, I don't even know what's going on. Mm. They get back home. She's, again, just saying stuff like, yo, you're like, you don't know how to put him to bed. He can't sleep with you when you're in the bed, even though you're his dad. But, like, I don't trust him. She's like, I don't really trust him with the baby. He's playing with the kid, and her mom's, like, following him around. Like, he's, like a fucking teenager in a fucking, like, convenience store, being like, what the fuck are you doing? What's going on over there? You're not up and up over there with your own baby that you were in tears when you saw? Anyway. He's like starting to take notice of this, and he's just kind of like, what the fuck is this?
Just
like,
they act like, let me do my shit.
I'm taking him to go play near a wood chipper or some shit. Yeah. So then he also saying, like, seeing Emily's mom with Coben, also, like, he sees the bond that can exist that he could have, but also makes him miss his own mother who passed away just like a few years ago, and how much he can see how much cultural transmission could occur with his mother there, and how much he longs for that. So he's also like, yeah, I also really want to make sure he understands that he's, like, he's African, he's Cameroonian, and that's also, like, part of his culture, and that's, you know, what that all means. But then he gave the kid peanuts, and then they're like, he's gonna choke on it. He's like, he could be allergic, which I get it. It's probably not the best idea to give maybe big peanuts to a little baby, but
that's, like, was the preview, right, for the next step.
No, I think they were. No, I thought she was going off about the nuts in the episode.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was. One thing that I was talking to my Israeli friend Yahel about is they have those, like, bombas, which are like these, like, puffs, but they're peanut butter puffs.
Mm.
And I guess they give them to babies to suck on.
Oh, hell yeah.
And I guess it, like, also helps them.
Because they just, like, melt?
Yeah.
Is it, like, kind of how they are? Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
And it also, I guess, helps them to not develop peanut allergies, which, again, did not know. Interesting, right?
That helps?
That's what he said.
You want to bomba? Okay, that's from TikTok. All right. I had to do that. I'm sorry. I'm just going to.
You're not canceled for that.
I can't. I got to stop. I can't. Just a fucking 9-year-old TikTok reference. What happened to me? What happened to us as a people? What the fuck happened to us as a people?
What the fuck happened to any of us, man?
Seriously. All right.
Hey, Brit.
Things we lost in the fire. You know what I mean? My autobiography. Okay.
All right.
Baby Ari and Ari. Beanie. Whatever. I don't care about them. Like, I honestly don't.
I don't really understand what the whole point of that segment was, other than he was so uncomfortable having dinner with her family that he said, hey, even if Ari doesn't want me, she can still sign for my green card, which resulted in the longest silence of all time.
They were like, I'm sorry, what?
Which surprisingly lasted longer than the silence after he told them that he wants to be a UFC fighter and that it is his dream.
Okay, so that's your dream. sure. Her family is really interesting. Brad had a real cool haircut.
Yeah.
He looked like a cool German tank commander from World War II.
I was on the wrong side of World War II.
Check out my fast wave haircut. I'm Obersturmbannführer Brad. Hello.
Fash wave, baby, fash wave.
It's fash wave.
Everybody fascist now.
Get out the way. There's fire in the booth. I got a haircut like the Hitler Youth.
Have you ever seen a blonde boy so strict? Oh, no, you haven't until I stomp your dick.
What kind of school is this?
I don't know. My understanding of Nazis.
Hey,
really...
Trax. And you know what? Say whatever you want. Say whatever you want. I don't care. I don't care. So, yes, they then, I mean, when they all sat down to eat, Kristen was like, it's nice to meet you in person, but I'm still going to have to grill your whole entire body right now with questions. Are you ready? Number one, you were fighting this one day. Like, she's like, had like a whole fucking, she's like, okay, let me just, February 23rd. There was a fight between the wall. You kept saying you're just at the studio. And then Ari said, it's not a fucking studio. What was that about? He's like,
it was actually, it's like we were rehearsing actually for this play I'm doing about, it's called like Bad Husband. And I'm just reading lines, you know, because like if I'm not going to be an MMA fighter, like maybe I could,
right.
I could be in plays.
Okay. So. All right. Never mind. That's fine. Really, all the only reason we even have everyone here is I say, Ari, when are you getting a job? What's going on with the bills? Who's doing
that? Oh, my
that?
God. I think I hear Avi crying in the other room. I'm gonna go get him.
No, Avi's right next to you and he's sleeping.
Oh,
you
hold on.
You were just feeding him.
I didn't just kick him. He's crying on his own. Oh, no. He needs his mommy.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Okay. Well, that's good for you. You could tell, like, when they were talking to her parents, they were like, yeah, we're really concerned about how they're going to pay their bills. But everything was sort of like, well, we know Binium can't work. So, Ari, what are you going to do? And that's where I feel like, that's like the final frontier for them as parents. Like, we have, like, Ari has to get a job. There's no way. Like, she's not even like with like someone who's like so wealthy that she would never have to work. Like, she has no survival skills. She needs them. And we failed her. And we let her live abroad all the time and collect stamps and her passport.
Yeah. I think you're forgetting.
Mm.
The most important quote of this segment,
mm.
which came from Ari's father, and it mm. goes a little something like this.
Okay.
I think you should be doing dancey dancey instead of MMA. I'm sorry. Did you just say dancey dancey to a grown man?
Oh my God. Oh shit. Okay, Nancy, dancey. Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think that's how I would know I'm, like, out this family. If you dancey-danceyed me to my face, I'd be like, all right, I'm out this bitch. Let's pack me up.
Yeah, oh, my God. So it's dancey-dancey.
Like, the fact that in his brain he was like, all right, you know what's going to make this Ethiopian dumbass understand what I'm saying more?
Mm-hmm.
As if instead of saying dancer, I say dancey.
Oh, no, that's his song. He has like a TikTok
trend. Oh, you know
what?
Actually, no, he's not going to get it if I say dancey.
No, he has a track called Dancey Dancey. Like he was trying to create a whole like viral trend with Dancey Dancey. And I think it kind of did take off.
That's what that reference was.
It's a reference to a song he made.
Oh, my God. I'm dying. I did not remember that.
Yeah.
All.
I think that was the video that they went to see before he left was for Dancey Dancey, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my God. Wow. So yeah. He's like,
saw don't
more
fight.
Promise in the video for Dancey Dancey.
It's like, what if he said, he'd be like, what if he's like, okay, what if instead of that, Sophia, what if you did more 420 fiance, huh? What? Like, just being like, that's your life.
Oh my fucking God. It's still so weird.
Yeah, I mean,
like, what it a sounds... fucking weird thing to say.
Well, just as a binary, though, like, you shouldn't do MMA. You should do dancey dancey.
That's like... what I'm saying. Those are your two choices?
Yeah. He can't be doing no MMA, especially not if at his gym he's going to be squeezing on some lady. I don't know what the fuck that was.
I think we need to replace all Rosé All Day shirts with Dancy Dancy for Fancy or like anything like that, because I feel like that is where the dad thinks the money is.
I mean, oh, and just scam him?
No, I just think like the dad believes in it. So be like, oh, if you believe in it, why don't you put some money behind Dancy Dancy, the phenomenon?
I got these new, these like pop sockets for your cell phone. It says, no more romancy, try Dancy Dancy, you know?
Exactly.
And just all kinds of different stuff like, oh, lost your pantsy, try Dancy Dancy, you know? My favorite Seinfeld character was George Costanza. Oh, see?
You won't like Dancy Dancy.
There's so many. Anyway, just look into it. Another genius business idea for you, daddy. Yeah, but yeah, they seem fucking so scared that they're like, our kid is fucking useless. Can't fucking do shit. And we may have just throwing her in the deep end may not be the way to go.
One thing that I feel like, sorry, I'm going to get deep for 3 seconds because I am high.
Go ahead.
I feel like what I'm seeing with Ari is that rather than ever sitting around and like thinking about her shit and like figuring out what she should do in the world, she's just been like moving from like place to like person to person. And that's been what's been driving her life. And I think if all of that stuff was gone and she just had to sit there with herself, I think she would fucking be like, what the fuck?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen it before.
Yeah, we have.
Okay.
Haven't we? All right. Let's take another break and we'll come back. And we'll close this thing out with a nice old yawn, you know?
Exactly.
Right after this.
20-day fiance. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Check that out.
Apply directly to the
to your fucking head. All right, last couple. Bilal and Shida, they're having a nice evening. It's dog nose out because that's a shorthand for it's cold out, like a dog's nose, which I like. Which also speaks to how temperate the climate is when it's like, and that dog's nose is like the coldest thing I can like relate something
think
to.
Think of, yeah, exactly.
Which I love that. When I'm like, I'd rather be hot. Although, you know, I kind of like, you know, that's not true. I also like the cold a lot, too. I like to wear a jacket. I like having a layer.
It's like, I mean? If you have the proper clothes, cold is totally chill. But at a certain point, there's nothing you can do for hot. You're just like, I can't take my fucking skin off.
No.
So that's why I think hot is, like, worse. And before, I used to think cold is worse because fucking, I hate being cold. But
yeah.
Just get some warm shit. That's
yeah, all. For real. Seriously. All right. They go
Shida
for a walk.
And Bilal.
They go for a walk. They find a really nice gondola to take a ride on. And it ends up being...
Love a gondola. Not as good as a gazebo, but still pretty good.
Still up there, but we get it. They go on a gondola and whatever. He's like, I'm a broken fuck boy. Again. Wah.
Okay, I have two things to say about the gondola.
Okay, go on, gondola.
Okay, gondola point one is he is like, I have a surprise for you. And I'm like, can you let this woman get her footing? The entire time, you're just like surprising her after surprise. She wants stability. She just moved to a new country after abandoning everything she knew. Can you stop pranking her or being like, hey, something's going to happen you didn't expect. Boo. Oh, wait, this time it's good. It's like, please don't do that.
Right. Oh, my
also,
God.
Gondola point two. That gondola was never moving. And they had this like little.
Oh, like, was this docked?
it was docked, or it was like just in the water. It was not.
Oh,
because I noticed, and the little like back little like curtain thing that they had was like, that's why it was there, so you couldn't really tell it wasn't moving.
Right.
But I could see in the little crack because I don't have a life.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's look, and honestly,
that's a detection bonus. Gun.
Well, it's not really a conspiracy when it's as clear as fucking day. But they probably couldn't film in that shit anyway, if it was moving, because it's probably so small, is my
guess. I was thinking also more for sound, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're moving, like, wind's rushing into the fucking mics.
Right, right. Yeah. Whatever. I think everything could be a trap with him. Whatever.
She doesn't know how to, like, be chill with somebody that is this guy, because she's immediately like, oh, this is so romantic. I love this gondola. I want kids.
Right.
And he was like, wait, what? The gondola? Can we enjoy the gondola? And she's like, no.
No.
I'm picturing kids overrunning this gondola. And he's like, I don't want that. How do I not tell her that while still just keeping the pussy on lock?
How do I not be honest as to not cause any discomfort for myself, but also in the process exacerbate the devastation that will occur when I'm eventually upfront about it? I don't know, but ding, I'm ding, willing ding, to ding. All right. Well,
we did it.
That's it. Thanks for tuning in, y'all. We'll see you next time. Again, please check out patreon.com/420dayfiance. You can check out The Vault. We got ultimatum episodes coming your way. Also, what else? I said patreon.com. I said twitch.tv/420dayfiance. I said at 420dayfiance, where there are at symbols. I said 420dayfiance. That's right, 420dayfiance.com. Check that place out. Check that website out, will you? Okay. Until next time, what should I say? Well, I'll say I've been a Sophia Alexander. You can find me at The Sophia, SOFIYA, on Twitter and Instagram. You can also check out my other podcast, Private Parts Unknown, with Courtney Kosak. And also, look, if you're trying to see what other stuff I'm doing, just check out the bios on the socials, okay? There's more details there. And also check out my album, Father's Day, because it's coming up. You know what I'm saying? Honor yourself.
And I don't know when this is going to come out, but if you want to come see me do stand-up on June 2nd and 3rd.
Okay.
I will be doing stand-up. Check my socials. I will tweet about it. And on the... Sorry, hold on one sec. This mm-hmm. is actually important.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Go ahead. Find it.
So, okay. On June 4th, which is a Saturday, if you're in LA, I will be emceeing a booby bash.
Oh.
Which is a breast cancer awareness thing. And there's going to be like shit where you can like check yourself. There's going to be storytelling and funny shit. Obviously funny. I'm emceeing. But just really cool booths and lots of info. So come through if you want to know more about it. Just, again, check my socials.
Okay.
I'm going to post on it.
Perfect.
And of course, obviously, my other identity is Miles Gray.
Okay, yes. Uh-huh.
And if you want to follow me, I am on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. That's Gray with an A. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can check me out on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, which is literally every fucking day of your life, because you're welcome. I'm amazing. And get it.
Get it. You're welcome. You are amazing. All right. And you are amazing, too. We will see y'all later. Until then, you know, just keep your eyes to the trash, and so will we. Bye.
Meow. Meow, meow.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.